This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Neil Stewart's Associates 5th Annual Conference on Diplomas. And I'd also like to welcome those of you who are watching on the web. So just a few words of introduction from me before I get on to our main speakers. I was just looking up the other day the number of students who completed their diplomas this summer, 4,395 in this summer's results. Of these, over 3,000 were at a higher diploma level, around 600 each at the foundation and advanced levels. And of course, those are just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the total numbers of people doing, young people doing the diplomas. But for those who got their results, and for their schools and for their colleges, these were real and important achievements, representing an enormous amount of hard work and investment in the diploma qualification. Even the government couldn't ignore it, although as we know, they've said really as little as possible about diplomas since the election. On results day, the Schools Minister, Nick Gibb, congratulated the diploma students and added, there will be a place for the diploma as long as there is demand for it. It is for schools and students to decide whether it is the best qualification for them. Second half of that statement, I think we all know, was a reference to the government's decision announced shortly after the coalition came into power that the diploma entitlement promised by the last government was being dropped. So there's no longer any guarantee that a diploma will be available for all students wherever they happen to live. Schools and colleges will no longer have to offer all lines of learning. We also know, of course, that the planned final three, the so-called academic diplomas, have been scrapped, and the extended diploma has also been disappeared. Just as serious for the diploma programme were the cuts that were announced in June. Some £60 million was immediately trimmed from 14 to 19 projects generally, including diploma work. There have also been cuts in the Department for Education's publicity budget, and these will hit the promotion of diplomas, which, as a still newish qualification, still needs some profile raising. In short, diplomas survive, mostly intact, but there are threats, as we know, and I think it's going to be very interesting to get the mood of today and see, get a sense from the grassroots of where we're heading. There are, of course, still 14 lines of learning in existence, but they'll no longer get any special protection or indeed promotion from the government. It's now effectively down to the enthusiasm of the schools and colleges, of students and parents, and also importantly, the attitude of employers and universities as to where we go with diplomas. How strong is that enthusiasm? I think, again, it'll be interesting to take the mood today. If there is still strong grassroots support, which I suspect there is, how can that be spread? These are some of the topics which we'll be exploring as the day goes on. And in some ways, I venture to suggest that this, although it's the fifth of these conferences on diplomas, this may be perhaps the most important yet. And let's not forget some of the positive things that have been said about the diplomas. In its August 2009 report, Ofsted noted that the impact the 14 to 19 reforms were having on increased participation and achievement of young people were considerable, and might, particularly on those who might otherwise have been in danger of disengagement from education and training. It found an impressive level of collaboration between schools and colleges and other partners. We're expecting shortly an update from Ofsted, and of course one of our speakers this morning is from Ofsted, and so I'm sure you'll be hearing the latest from what they're finding in terms of their inspections of the diplomas. Meanwhile, of course, we'll still face this uncertain future, but what part of education, or for that matter, what part of the public sector doesn't face an uncertain future at the moment? We're expecting an education white paper before too long, and that should give a clearer idea of where the coalition government is going on the curriculum and qualifications. We've also, of course, had the announcement of the vocational and practical education review to be led by Professor Alison Wolfe, although it's not really clear whether diplomas are really part of her remit. However, bearing in mind that the constant rhetorical cry of this government is about giving schools, colleges and educational professionals autonomy and freedom, there really ought to be little doubt that providing the professionals want it and providing students and parents and others respond to it, diplomas should thrive, they should survive, they should thrive as well. Yeah, we shall see.